The new homes are to be built in Gilo, an urban settlement that Israel erected on land it captured on the West Bank during the 1967 war. But this area of East Jerusalem is where the Palestinians want to put the capital of their future state. They say the settlements will deny them a viable country.
By announcing these settlement tenders today, Israel have said 1,100 no to resumption of negotiations, to the two-state solution. So Americans, Europeans, Russians and the UN are confronted with this 1,100 no's from Netanyahu. This government has chosen settlements and not peace.
The so-called quartet of international mediators, the United States, the European Union, Russia and the UN, has called for talks to begin within a month and urged both sides not to take unilateral actions that could block peacemaking. The American reaction was unequivocal.
We believe that this morning's announcement by the government of Israel approving the construction of 11 housing units in East Jerusalem is counterproductive to our efforts to resume direct negotiations between the parties. As you know, we have long urged both sides to avoid any kind of action which could undermine trust, including, and perhaps most particularly in Jerusalem, any action that could be viewed as provocative by either side.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out any freeze in settlement construction and pointed to the failure of a previous moratorium on building to bring about a deal with the Palestinians. The Palestinians are demanding just such a promise before they return to talks. The U.S. has been hoping for a quick resumption to divert attention away from the Palestinian bid to win status at the UN, and which would force Washington to veto the effort. The announcement of the new building further complicates the diplomatic wrangle and puts the prospect of negotiations even more in doubt. Justin Bazanke, Sky News.